Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning on a Thursday morning, but not just any Thursday morning.
Baseball opening day. Come on, what do you think?
It is the first day of Major League Baseball. Are you excited?
Yeah! I can hardly wait to get to the stadium to see their newest $200 million disappointment.
Remember baseball?
Million.
It used to be our national pastime before Facebook. I'm glad baseball is back. I was getting sick of only paying $2 for a beer.
Little Goo Goo Dolls here doing the old baseball song. I know you're not ready for baseball because you don't feel it, but You gotta have a favorite team.
Yeah, the Phillies.
So you couldn't wear like your Phillies hat today, or you couldn't wear like
I have several Phillies hats.
I mean, look at Rob the Sports Center. He's just looking good today. He's got his Philly shirt on.
He does. I haven't seen Matt the News guy. What's he wearing?
Oh, he's busy right now, but yeah, he's got the pinstripes on. He's a Yankees fan.
Oh really?
We gotta change this boy.
I don't think you can.
I know. His mom and dad were both raised in the Bronx.
Yep.
So he's a Yankees fan until he loves Philadelphia and everything but baseball.
But baseball. And it's really funny, too, because every once in a while you'll, like, listen to him talk.
Yeah.
And, like, a little bit of, like, Long Island comes out.
I know.
Because he has aunts and uncles out there.
We got to change that, too. So, I got a busy day today. I can't go head-to-toe in Red Sox gear. I just brought my
ball
cap.
You have your hat for this afternoon, right?
Yeah, I brought my hat. But maybe tomorrow, we'll do a little bit of a support the team thing. But it's good. It's good to have baseball back.
I mean, I was going to wear my Murray State, like, basketball jersey.
You don't have a Murray State. If you do, that would be great. But Murray State went, what, two deep?
And then they're done? Two deep, yeah, then done.
I'm thinking my bracket is busted. I'm in probably about eighth place in the station pool here. So I don't know if I have a chance at it, depending. I've kind of lost focus because baseball is on. But more important than bracketology would be the Pennsylvania Lottery. So I'm kind of focused on that, too.
Yes.
Did we win $750 million last night?
I feel like we would have been notified.
By who?
By Mertzi. She got the tickets.
But what if she won? What if we won and she's, like, vanished?
No, see, she's all about karma. And she would not bring that bad karma on herself, knowing that we pooled our resources and, like, went in on a group ticket.
And then she absconded with all the money?
She would never abscond.
She would never do that?
She would never flee.
Okay.
I have faith in our Mertzi.
Well, so do I, but she is a little wacky.
Sure. And that's what we love about her.
Yes.
But she would not bring that bad karma on herself by taking that money and running.
Okay, good. So we have to see if we won $750 million this morning.
And if we did, what happens?
And I abscond.
I vanish.
No one ever sees me ever again. No, I don't know. I don't know what I do. But so we have to check on that. We have to check bracketology and opening day in baseball. What an exciting day.
I feel like we need to have like a seventh inning stretch here in the 7 o'clock hour where we sing a little bit or something.
Oh, the singing, I don't know, but we could take the stretch.
All right, cool.
That'll be fine.
What's the difference between
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV? We talked about this yesterday. Batter up!
Major League Baseball season starts this week, and you know how players pick their own music to play when they walk up to the plate? Well, Texas Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrus chose a rather unusual song. This is totally real. Sensational. Baby Shark will play as he steps up to the plate, as well as for the next 9 hours inside everybody's head. Baby Shark as his walkout music. You just know that by the end of this game, even the umpire's going to be like, that's a strike to do.
94KX. Over 40 years of the best songs on the radio, and Pat, little petite little Pat, was there, and Laura enjoyed that song way too much.
Stop it. Don't call me out like that. I love Pat Benatar.
Well, so do I. She's gorgeous.
Anyone who listens to this station ever.
She's talented.
Knows
she's
that
wonderful.
I just like to sing.
I'm still talking about her, not you. She's gorgeous. She's talented.
Stop calling me out for singing and enjoying a little bit of Pat Benatar in the morning.
All right. That's okay.
All right. Thank you.
Scared the dog a little bit.
No, we didn't. Murphy, the morning show dog, is fine. Yeah. He's a happy pup.
He's over here chewing his tennis ball and just hanging out in the studio with us. Speaking of ball in, first day of Major League Baseball, weird and wonderful new foods available at the ballpark.
Ooh, do tell.
Are you ready? The foul pole.
What's that?
Now, foul is spelled F-O-W-L.
Ha, ha, ha.
The foul pole.
They're punny.
It's available at Texas Rangers games. It says it's a single 2-pound chicken tender sandwich. Wow.
What? Is there a picture?
No, unfortunately, there's not. You can get it with ranch or honey mustard. The Rangers also have bacon-wrapped hot wings this year.
That sounds good.
And a chicken and waffle dish served in a waffle cone, so you could eat it while watching the game.
Except,
not bad.
I bet they use fried chicken for their chicken and waffles, and us Pennsylvanians just don't appreciate that.
That's right. Well, they're in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, the Dinger Dog.
The water dog?
The Dinger.
Okay.
Oh, nickname
yeah,
for a
Dinger.
Home run. The
yes,
Dinger
yes, yes,
Dog
Dinger.
Is available at Atlanta Braves games. It's basically a foot-long pig in the blanket that's stuffed with cheese. They also have the chicken and waffle boat. The chicken and waffle seems to be a
theme.
Famer. Yeah, there you go. And it comes in a long, hollow waffle bun. All right, the Coney Dog Egg Roll.
Ooh.
Available at Detroit Tigers games. Basically a chili cheese dog without the bun. It's stuffed inside an egg roll with mustard and onion on top.
That sounds good.
Actually, it does sound good. How about the Twisted Topped Pretzels? Available at St. Louis Cardinals games. You get 3 pretzel twists topped with pepperoni and cheese, buffalo chicken, or bacon and chicken cheese. Wow. 16 inches long. Woohoo!
How much are all these things costing?
Oh, no price points. Well,
right?
Come on now, right?
And then, $20 for a pretzel.
St. Louis also is offering the mega slice.
Oh, what's that?
It's one big arse piece of pizza. So there you have it. So that sounds pretty good. Minnesota Twins. They are now offering a peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
Don't knock the sweet and the salty.
Okay. All right.
Do we have to have everything with bacon in it, though?
Yes.
Yes. It comes with the jelly.
I guess I'm the only one in America that's saying that.
It comes with jelly glazed bacon on a toasted sourdough.
That sounds awesome.
So you would do that if you're in Minnesota?
Yes, I would.
All right. What else? We're talking about opening day foods here for you baseball fans. You know which park to go to now. Oh, at Yankee Stadium. Get ready.
The Yankee just walked into the room.
I know, and I'm a hater.
Oh, my Lord. That is pinstripes on pinstripes.
I know. It's so tacky looking.
Honest, Matt.
I did not do this purposefully, actually.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I swear I did
Let's
not.
Let's not turn this into a fashion thing now. He's got his Yankee jersey over the top
over
of another pinstripe shirt.
Dress clothes, because obviously boyfriend has like a meeting to go to.
That's right, but he's still wearing the shirt.
But he had to wear the jersey.
Okay, avocado bites are available at Yankee Stadium.
Delicious.
I actually might try those, because I've been intrigued by avocado items lately, like an avocado toast, or I saw an avocado shake.
I made avocado toast like that whole week.
I know, I should have indulged.
You could have,
I
offered
didn't.
You some.
You did, yes.
Hey, Pittsburgh Pirates fans, the Pittsburgh Cone. Listen to this. Oh, cone region, here it comes.
That's close, that's in our state.
You got kielbasa?
Yes.
Pierogies?
Awesome.
Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian dressing stuffed inside of a waffle cone.
Done.
Bam.
Wow.
The Pittsburgh cone.
Wow. My wife would like that one.
I like it. I bet they're Mrs. T's pierogies.
Oh, I bet you. The Fritos Pie Corn Dog is available at Astros games, a foot-long hot dog covered with crushed-up Fritos and a whole bunch of Tex-Mex garbage. Phillies, the Donut Burger. It's a bacon cheeseburger with cherry pepper jam.
Ooh.
Served on a bun made out of 2 glazed donuts.
That's
Again,
too much for me.
Sweet and salty. I'd give it a shot.
All right. We'll go to the Phillies game.
I
was going to say, you know what else I heard yesterday? They're selling vegan cheesesteaks now, too, at the ballpark at Citizens Bank Park.
I saw that.
That's cool.
I am a follower of the Phillies on the Twitter. I saw that.
And finally, I don't want to go all the way to a Diamondbacks game, but they're serving an 18-inch hot dog with Reuben mac and cheese on top. Wow. Those are the new foods for the new season.
I think we need to take some road trips here.
Yeah. News is next. There's a Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I can't stop talking about baseball.
All right.
Baseball, Ray.
Okay. It's opening day, man.
If you build it, they will come, Ray. Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm not going to put, it's still March Madness.
I know.
Which also starts today. Again.
Most brackets are busted, so forget about it.
My brackets aren't busted. I still have one or two ponies in this race.
Yeah, they are ponies. The mascots are ponies, and you're in last place.
This is true.
Very true.
Anyway, one more baseball thing, and then I'll shut up. Okay, maybe not. But
you won't.
I read this interesting article now. You're going to like this.
All right, go ahead. Is it science-y?
It's mathematically.
Ooh, I like math.
There's nobody left in Major League Baseball that started their career in the 1900s. Isn't that weird?
Wait, what?
No.
Like if someone started their career in 1999, like they're done.
Isn't that wild? Because it's only 19 years ago. Now, I just thought it was cool. The last two were Adrian Beltre and Bartolo Colon. Now, technically, Colon isn't retired. He just isn't signed. So somebody could pick him up, right, Matt?
Someone probably will pick him up. I don't know right away, but down the line.
So, you know, that's like Beltre started with the Dodgers in 1998. Colon, he got his start with the Indians in 1997.
Yeah.
And both guys played last year with the Texas Rangers. But, wow. And then, of course, Ichiro Suzuki started his career in 92, and he just retired a few days ago from the Seattle Mariners when they played in Tokyo with the A's. Pretty wild, though, isn't it? Mathematically, it's...
So no one, started in 99 and is playing their 20th season?
Right.
What?
Everybody's youngster. Now, you think about that. Now, I'm going to run this by Matt. You think about that when you think football. Careers do not last in football.
Usually not, no.
I mean, not everybody's a Tom Brady, you know what I mean? But baseball. I always thought baseball guys hung out for a long time.
They hang out for a while. They tend to have some longevity in their professional sport
not anymore.
Of choice. Huh.
Bigger, stronger, faster has taken over, I guess.
I guess.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Thank goodness they don't do that in radio. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, you'd be long gone.
I could make like a you would have been put out to pasture a long time ago joke, but I won't.
Thank you. What year did Laura Good's radio career start?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, when I was intern Laura, at Bucknell University? Yeah,
and you started in radio.
Or not intern, what is it? A PA?
Yeah, whatever.
Promotions assistant?
What year?
2003. 03.
News guy Matt, when did you start? And you could count Clarion if you want, because you did radio
Clarion. Well, then it would be 2011.
Wow.
If we're counting Clarion.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
Why is that wow?
I started in 1977.
Oh, Matt and I weren't born then.
Thank you. It plays out. KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Is that politically correct now to just yell out, I wish I had Jesse's girl? Or would somebody in the room get offended?
Someone would probably get offended, unfortunately. I love that song.
And they would say, Jesse's girl is Jesse's girl. I take offense to you trying to steal that girlfriend.
Well, they would probably take offense to the female being presented as a possession of Jesse.
Perfect point. Yeah. She never has a name in the whole song. She's just Jesse's girl.
Yes, we have to qualify who she is.
So Rick Springfield, poor guy, he's like 100 years old now. He's still touring. He probably has to. Somebody's going to pressure him to re-record the song. I wish I had Jesse's girl named Laura. That's L-U-R-A, Laura. And it'll just throw the whole song off.
Now that they already have like a Tura-Lura-Lura song somewhere.
There you go.
Right?
Here's my point. Political correctness is driving me crazy. Is it because I'm older than you?
No.
Is it because I'm old?
This stupid news story that you're going to mention here is taking a PC a bit too far. That's my humble opinion.
Mine too. The latest bad word. No, Mom. Don't turn the radio down. You don't have to cover the kids' ears. The latest bad word is cyclist.
I don't understand that.
Don't call the person riding a bicycle a cyclist. It's the latest word that is being deemed politically incorrect because it is dehumanizing the person on top of the bike. Are you kidding me?
Except the definition of the word cyclist means human on bike.
Yes.
So it points out the humanity.
Right. but it doesn't, like, in the word itself.
So then what are you supposed to use? What are you?
They haven't come up with one yet, but they are suggesting person or people on bikes instead of saying cyclist.
That's dumb.
What is going on in the world?
Okay, so I ride horses. Everyone knows that.
Right.
The appropriate technical word for someone who rides horses is an equestrian.
You probably just...
Does it, like, dehumanize me? Because I'm an equestrian.
You probably just brought that to their attention, and now that's going to be tomorrow's word.
Oh, shoot.
We won't be able to use equestrian. It has to be Laura on horse.
No, it doesn't. It absolutely does not.
I honestly think we have enough things to worry about in today's world other than the political correctness of certain words. Cyclist.
It's not offensive. That's dumb. I'm sorry. I'm calling it dumb.
There you go. Me too.
Did the person who wrote that article come from Florida?
No, it all started in Australia.
Australia? What's happening down under? Normally, they're pretty chill.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It all started there, and now it has spread to the United States, and people are saying you're absolutely right. So if you're driving to work this morning...
Well, my gosh.
And you
see
a cyclist...
You're driving to work, you're just propagating pro-car propaganda.
That's right.
And I won't stand for it.
Oh, you know what? That's an interesting point. You're driving to work. What are you? You are a motorist.
Yeah, but then that dehumanizes the person behind the wheel of the car, Tom. You have to stop it now.
There it is.
Ask the Expert is brought...
with some late night TV.
After getting pulled over, a man in South Carolina attempted to cover the smell of alcohol on his breath by spraying his mouth with Axe body spray. And you thought the worst thing you could do with Axe body spray was put it on your body. Also known as the Florida breath mint. If you want a mouthful of Axe body spray, just get it the old-fashioned way, secondhand, from your Uber driver.
Tom and Laura in the morning, we're glad you're here. 94KX, birthday buddies coming up. Musically, you guys ready? Laura's going to love this.
Ooh.
Matt, you just might want to step back, bud.
Okay.
Uh-oh, whose birthday is it?
Salt. Salt is 53 years old today from Salt and Pepper.
Ah, okay. I know that one.
Push get it, girl.
Real good. And please don't sing. I'd rather hear you doing that push it. Okay. Please don't sing on this next name.
Oh, gosh. Who is it?
33 years old today. 33 years old today, Lady Gaga.
What do you choose from that?
Oh, my God. You choose ba 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 birthday buddies. Ba ba birthday buddies. Birthday buddies. That's exactly what you choose.
That's very good, actually. Deborah Folk from Paxtonville is 58 years old today.
Mindy Lamprinos from Lewisburg is 50 today.
Kevin Heiss is 65. Happy birthday.
Kat Shaw from Shamokin is 39. Happy birthday, Kat.
Roxanne Morris is also 50 today.
Lisa Snyder from Shabokin is 59. Happy birthday.
Kayla Spake is 30 years old today.
Katie messaged in this morning on the 94KX Facebook page, and our friend Kevin Hood is 34 years old today.
Hey, happy birthday there, Kevin. And texted in a little bit too late yesterday, so we'll sneak it in today. Elizabeth Smith, which is not easy to say quickly. Elizabeth Smith is 36. She's from Sealands Grove. Happy birthday, Liz.
And Matthew Barrett is also 34 today. Happy birthday.
We had another one messaged in on Facebook. Elijah Horn is on the school bus right now.
Oh, yeah?
Is 7 years old. That's from his mom, Danielle. I know Danielle.
Hey, everybody on the school bus. Wish Elijah happy birthday.
7 years old. Happy birthday, Elijah.
That's pretty cool. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday you'd like to hear, you can make like Elijah's mom, Danielle. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us 49330 or you can call us 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, it's
ba 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 ba
birthday buddies.
Ba, ba, ba.
That was good.
94KX. 94KX, Mrs. Rodriguez, table for two. It's Jennifer Lopez.
Table for two. She needs a table for three. She needs some place to rest that rock.
That big diamond from A-Rod.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's a swimming pool.
It's an ice rink.
It's beautiful.
It certainly is. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, and hey, blow my fuse 30 years later, why don't you?
call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Yeah.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Kicks on the way to the wharf this weekend.
That's right. This Saturday, doors open at 6. The party starts at 7. If you need tickets, guess what? We've got them. Be caller number one. Be quick on the dial. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
It's Ladies Alexander Ford.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Love that jam. News coming up next, along with sports and AccuWeather. I found a feel-good story. You know, you're always over there on your little section of the show here.
I am.
Pulling up stuff on the internet and getting all sniffly and stuff.
Well, I like feel-good news.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, no offense, bud. You're the news guy. You got to report it sometimes, and it's bad news. Listen to this story. A 34-year-old woman in Texas named Tammy Lewis once held the Texas state record, not necessarily a record you want, the state record for being the smallest premature baby ever to survive.
What?
She was born 1 pound, 4 ounces.
Wow.
Wow.
She's taken a job at the hospital where she was born.
Amazing.
This
That's awesome.
Is amazing. Listen.
I was born at 24 weeks, and normal gestation is 40 weeks, so I was 3.5 months early. About a 5 to maybe 10% best-case survival rate. Lots of prayer, lots of work by a lot of people here to get me where I am today. I'm very blessed. Not many people can say that you can go back to work at the place you were born and care for the same type of patients that you were and be able to give back that way. I knew this was the place I wanted to be. I knew that I wanted to work with children, and not just children, but NICU patients. Getting to know them and showing them there is some hope, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I hope that I can give them a little bit of hope.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
That is an amazing story.
I will say, having a preemie is a scary thing, right? But anymore, the things that they can do, it's like they have their little incubators.
Yep.
And they like recreate the womb and just through the magic of medicine and science, make sure that these babies survive. So like, whereas when I was born in the 80s, if you were, oh my goodness, if you were born 3 months early.
I was born in the 50s and I was born 3 months early. That's why that story moves me.
I know.
My birthday was supposed to be somewhere around March 27th.
And you were born in December.
December 27th.
I actually never do that.
Oh, 3 pounds. That, yes.
Were 3 pounds went down to 1.5 pounds, just like that nurse. I was in an incubator for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's incredible. But the advances that they've made since your birth, my birth, Matt's birth.
Amazing.
Like, babies today have such a higher survival rate. It's unbelievable.
Not only was I in an incubator, but I was on a teeter-totter. A teeter-totter that went back and forth, because back then they believed that helped your blood circulate.
Mm-hmm.
Then they realized
that
really
it doesn't.
Didn't do
anything. But yes,
so
no.
There is a quick advancement. The incubators were much scarier looking back then than they are now. So, you know, like my grandfather, when he first saw me, he cried looking through the window. He thought it was over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now what, 59 years later, boom, here I am. So that story of that woman going through that and holding the state record for tiniest baby ever, and then ending out working in that NICU with tiny little babies. That made me feel good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's probably the best story all week.
There we go. Sometimes we bring you the feel-good news. The other news is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with my boy John Mayer. We got an old. Can I call you an old friend? Is that okay?
Yeah, you can do that. That's fine. Hey, listen. In July I go on Medicare.
You looking forward to that, Chief? Or what?
Well, in some ways, but in not some ways.
Okay,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Dave Ritchie is with us. You know his voice from WKOK and sports with Kevin Herr for a long time.
Where is Kevin for a good old touchdown shikalemi?
Yeah.
Where is he?
We need him to scream it while the chief is talking. Now, we're not here to talk football. We're here to talk basketball. Two more high school basketball games to be played in the area tonight.
Yeah, the Northumberland County Recreation Board is sponsoring a Northumberland County All-Star game that pits the schools from Northumberland County versus the surrounding county schools. And there are two games, and they're being held at Shikalemi tonight. Nice gym, great facility. I can't thank the Shikalemi School District enough for opening up their doors for us. But we will have the games tonight at Shikalemi. The girls' game is at 6:30, and the boys will follow, which will be around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And this is a fundraiser for Northumberland County Rec Department, because every year They give a scholarship to an outstanding boy and outstanding girl athlete in all the schools in Northumberland County.
Every school is eligible.
Yep, every school.
That's
now,
really, really
now,
cool.
Now, has this been going on a long time or is it a new event?
Oh, it's going quite a while. For years, when Pete Long was coach of the Lourdes boys, it was held out at Lourdes. And we did not do it for 1 year. I got introduced to it because Kevin and I always did the games on WKOK on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam Schicatano, one of the county commissioners, asked me if I'd be interested in being on the rec board, and I went on the board, and last year we started it up again, and I said, I'd like to have it at Chickalemme. It's centrally located, and besides, I have more connections at Chickalemme than I do at Lourdes, although I have a lot of great friends out at Lourdes Regional.
But I think you have friends everywhere, Dave.
Well,
is that true? You have so many stories. We should just put you on WKOK like for a few hours and just tell your story.
Actually, that would be a really, really great tiny segment, like sports stories with the chief.
Mm-hmm.
And well, just talk about regional sports. It would be great.
Well, most of my recall's pretty good, but I'm just, you know, if I don't know it, I'll just make it up.
Okay, that's the broadcaster in you, I think. It's not necessarily the athlete.
Well, Kevin and I, we just have a good time because Kevin remembers a lot of things from the 80s on. I can remember from the 60s on. So
there you go.
That helps. Kevin will get a chance to have one of his calls tonight. I think he shot that one from the bridge, the Veterans Bridge, crossing the Susquehanna. Every time somebody shoots a three-pointer that's way outside the mark, he does that. So,
whereas you, Chief, would say, I think he shot that from the Bainbridge Street Bridge.
Bainbridge, exactly.
It goes back to the 60s.
How about the toll bridge, all right, from the 30s, okay?
There it is. So it happens at Chickalemme tonight, and
well, we have some great players coming. We have the Mifflinburg girls, the four seniors. These kids lost in the state semifinals,
mm-hmm.
all right? And before that, they had beaten Lancaster Catholic, who had a 62-game winning streak
wow.
and were the defending champions. Mm-hmm. And here we have little old Mifflinburg up Route 45.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Griffiths girls, what a fantastic year they had. All four of their seniors are going to be there. We have the Lourdes girls, Coach Mike Klimbera's kids. They went to the Eastern semifinals in mm-hmm. A, and they lost. But these girls... This set of seniors went to the finals.
Yes, this
they did. They lost in the state championship.
They lost the state championship. Mm-hmm. They also went as freshmen.
Freshmen.
And,
wow.
And I know Mike always talks about it. He says, I've been around these girls probably since they picked up a basketball. He had them in middle school and also the high school. Plus, we have the Lourdes boys
mm-hmm.
who lost in the semifinals. And
right.
we got, you know, we have Thomas Schultz, who has over 2,000 points coming from Lourdes. And we have, I'm trying to think of the Mount Carmel.
Careful now. You got a Mount Carmel girl standing next to you.
Donovan James, the all-time leading scorer at Mount Carmel, will be there. And Colin Jones, one of the best players in the state from Central Mountain, is coming down to play. Plus everybody else. I cannot forget about the Chickalemme boys. All right, Darrell Lyles, I think one of the best centers mm-hmm. that we've seen in a long time, along with Ulysses Mercado. Okay, they'll be there. Coach Klimbera is coaching the Northumberland County girls, and James Sandry, who's the coach of Lourdes, is coaching the Northumberland County boys.
Mm-hmm.
And on the boys' side with the surrounding counties, Lenny Smith, one of the best coaches in the area from Danville. Lenny, every year, just reloads, okay? And he's fantastic, and his staff will be there to coach the surrounding counties.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, Kelly Griffith is going to be away,
mm-hmm.
but her assistant, all right, Chris Shuck, will be coaching the Northumberland, the surrounding county.
Yeah, all right? The surrounding county team.
So
it happens tonight at Chickalemme. It's not only going to be two great basketball games, but a great family event, so everybody
well,
should come.
The thing that I always like about this game, yeah, we'd like to earn make some money, but... These kids get a last chance. We get to see them on the court. A lot of them won't play organized basketball again.
Right.
And we get to watch them and they get to play. It is a really nice event. $5 for adults, $2 for students.
Can't beat it.
What time do the doors open?
The doors will probably open at 6:15.
Okay, so 6 o'clock tip-off, $5 to get in.
6:30.
Oh, 6:30, mm-hmm. sorry, 6:30.
And bring the earbuds and listen to it all on WKOK.
Matt Catrillo will be there. He's going to be the public address announcer for the girls' game.
He better change first.
Yeah. He better take that Yankees jersey off.
He better change.
And then Matt's going to help Kevin in the second game.
All right. Sounds great. Chief, thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity, all right? Good luck
today's
to you guys.
Business doesn't stay in one place, so why should you? Introducing Pentella Data's
car in the morning. Restaurant week is going on. Your chance to win is just about 15 minutes away. We've got news coming up, sports and AccuWeather. What's greater than having the chief, Dave Ritchie, on the radio telling his stories of yesteryear? And
what's greater is Kevin Herr calling in on the call-in request line and telling Chief stories on the phone.
Yeah. Well, Kevin is the president of the Chief fan club.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Memberships are available. Speak to Kevin Herr.
I'm a member as well. Dave Ritchie, love the guy.
You're the VP, right?
What's that? Yeah.
Kyle's the treasurer.
There it is. We're all there helping the Chief.
I'm the prothonotary.
Oh, boy. So what could be greater than talking to the Chief in the morning? A high school baseball team recently stuck in traffic on their school bus, looked out the window, and The Rock is sitting in the car next to them. The Rock!
Dwayne Johnson.
So, I still call him The Rock, but yeah, Dwayne Johnson. And so this is what happened, and it was caught on social media.
Yeah.
So he rolls his window down.
All right. What up?
That's awesome.
Going? You're going to it now?
Yeah.
All right, you're going to kick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, keep your eye on the road.
Isn't that great? So he puts it on his own social media. He goes Facebook Live with this high school baseball team. Here's the best part. They went on to win 23-1.
That's because The Rock pumped them up.
I think so. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
You can get 2% cash back on everyday debit.
94KX, I love Restaurant Week. It's March 29th to April 7th from the Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau. But Restaurant Week has been like several weeks long here at 94KX. And we have a gift certificate right now where Laura went line dancing last night.
Yes, I did.
Hang on, friends. I said Laura went line dancing
last
night.
Don't knock it until you tried it. It's super fun. It was awesome.
I saw the Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
I was amazed.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
I even waltzed.
Ooh.
See, I can waltz, too.
I was asked to dance. I had a nice partner. It was lovely.
The Tennessee waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway. Cracker Barrel Bar and Grill has been around forever in
Catawissa. It has. And if you're looking for a fun night out, honestly, $5 on Wednesdays. They teach you a little bit. They play some decent music. You can line dance. It's really fun.
We got $50 now, right?
$50 will go a long way.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Be caller number 4 right now, 1-800-326-94KX, for $50 to the Cracker Barrel. Good luck.
Sean Carey is on the way next. I haven't seen Sean up and down the hall. I haven't seen him yet. I have a feeling that we did hit the lottery, and Sean absconded with all the money and not Mertzy. We'll just have to find out. Anyway, get your damn dog and let's get out of the studio.
There are too many people in this studio, and he's a little escape artist.
I got him. I tracked him down.
High five. Good job.
He was heading right for the door.
Murph, what are you doing, puppy?
That dog crashes into Sean Carey. He's going to be hurt. Sean's a big boy,
too.
He
is a big boy. No,
who's bigger, Sean or the Chief?
Oh.
I go Chief.
Ooh.
I don't know. Chief might be taller, but Sean might be bigger. He's a big boy.
That's true.
They're both tall gentlemen.
So stay away from the dog. Sean Carey's next. Have a good day.
Bye.